All right. This person is William Chester LeMay, L-A-M-E-Y. Date of birth is 6/29/37. Mr. LeMay is an 86-year-old gentleman. Was recently hospitalized with cellulitis of the lower extremity. Subsequently developed a history of seizure. Hypothermia, nephrotic syndrome, acute kidney failure, anemia, hypernatremia, edema, metabolic encephalopathy, pleural effusion. Protein calorie malnutrition, hypertension, seizure, respiratory distress. Patient was quite ill during the hospitalization, required enteral feeding, Foley catheter placement, which he still has one. Required IV antibiotics, physical therapy, subsequently was discharged home. The patient's family is quite concerned about his condition. They have been told that there's not much that can be done for him, and they're looking for end-of-life care for this at this time. Surgery, he's had left-hand surgery, hernia operations in the past. This 86-year-old gentleman, next paragraph, is a space, used to work for the Houston Space Center. He was a mathematician, space engineer. He's married over 50 years, has two children, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol, period. Allergy, none. COVID immunization up to date. Family history, mom died some kind of cancer, dad was killed. Review of systems, severe weakness, lower extremity edema, indwelling Foley catheter, open wound ulcers, lower extremity with cellulitis, hypoxemia with a suicide of 85%, pale, anemic, malnutrition, hypotonic bladder. Patient's current medication includes Zofran, Voltaren gel, Keppra, 500 milligrams twice a day, lactulose, 30 cc every 8 hours, tramadol as needed for pain, gabapentin, 100 milligram TID, Flomax 0.41 today, Bumix 1 milligram a day, Zofran 4 milligram every 4 to 6 hours. In the past medical history, also put BPH and hypertension. On the family history, also put diabetes. Patient's records indicate that he's had a history of anasarca, nephrotic syndrome, renal failure, failure to thrive, status post PEG tube placement, protein calorie malnutrition, patient was admitted with sepsis on or about February 9th of this year. He had a complete nephrology workup. He was found to have AKI, pancytopenia, anemia, hemoglobin of 8.8. patient was admitted to rehab at SNF, an SNF unit. Subsequently, has been home now, and the family's looking for hospice care for him at home. Period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for this gentleman at this time. The family do not want him to go back and forth to the hospital. They want him to be kept comfortable at home till he passes. He most likely will pass within the next 6 months, hence makes him appropriate for hospice. Has a KPS score of 30%, period. During the hospitalization, he had trouble with swallowing. The PEG tube was placed. He's eating very little at this time. The family is no longer interested in PEG feeding, wants to keep him as comfortable as possible. As I mentioned, period. Today, he was found to be sitting on the couch at home, quite weak. He's hypoxic. His O2 sat's only 85%. He appears pale with whispered speech and a heart rate of 100. Temperature, blood pressure is 100 over 60. Heart, tachycardic. Lungs, shallow breath sounds, bronchi, abdomen, soft. Ascites present, neurological, moving all four extremities, lower extremity, edema, 2 to 3+. There is evidence of anasarca and dressings applied to the lower extremity open wounds. Oral mucosa is dry. Assessment, 86-year-old gentleman with recent hospitalization with cellulitis, renal failure, behavioral issues, seizure disorder, acute renal insufficiency, protein, calorie, malnutrition, indwelling Foley catheter, difficulty swallowing, PEG tube in place, failure to thrive, and profound weight loss, period. Patient is quite weak. He's a high risk of fall. He's now pretty much bedbound. He does have dressings in place on his lower extremity, secondary to open wound, period. He's expected to do poorly, has a KPS score of 40%, 30% bowel and bladder incontinent, wears a diaper, total ADL dependency, expected to do poorly, and most likely has less than 6 months to live, which makes him appropriate for hospice care at home. Thank you. Well, next number, put down hypertension. Next number is hypotension. Next one is protein, calorie, malnutrition. Next one is anemia, multifactorial. Next one is renal failure. Next number is overall prognosis is quite grave. Next number is not a candidate for rehabilitation. Next one is dysphagia. Next one is difficulty swallowing. Next one is minimal appetite. That's it. Thank you.